Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Meseches Yoma has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Robert Goodman. Le'iloi Nishmas Chaim Menachem Aaron Ben Yecheskel Nechemya.
Yuma Daf Chof. The Mishnah discusses the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen. Rashi says, what is Trumas Hadeshen? Shehu Chaitem in Hadeshen B'machto Pam Achas. He scoops up one shovelful of Deshen Bein Rav Umayt. Whether it's full or not, there's no shear, as long as there's a minimum of a kaimitz worth of deshen in the machta. He puts it on the side of the kevesh, and it gets nivla, gets swallowed up by the earth underneath. That's Trumas Hadeshen. And the Mishnah discusses this man when Trumas Hadeshen is done. And it comes into our sugya to tell us when Trumas Hadeshen is done on Yom Kippur. Now the Gemara brings in the Mishnah in Zvachim Daf Pei Vav about Evarim Shepoku Me'algabe Mizbeach. Now to give a brief introduction, the Psukim in the beginning of Parshas Tzav speak about the Emurim and the Evarim that were hooked around Mizbeach, and the Pasuk says, Zois Teres Ha'oilo Hi Ha'oilo Al Mikta Al Mizbeach Kol Ha'layla Ad Ha'boiker Ve'esh Ha'Mizbeach Tukad Boi. The Oilo burns all night on the Mizbeach. And the next pasuk says, "V'lovash hakoyin midoy bad, u'michnes eibad yilbash abesari, v'heirim es hadeshen asher toichal ha'eish es ha'oil al mizbeach v'somay eitz al mizbeach." So the pasuk says that the ivarim burn all night until the morning, and then in the morning the kohen comes and does trumas hadeshen. So the normal process is that the buster of the oilo or the emurim of other karbonis, they burn all night, and by the morning they already become ash. And then the Kohen comes and does Trumas Hadeshen. Now the Rambam in Perek Aleph, Hilchos Tmidim and Musaf and Halacha Vav, he says, Eivarim ve'emurim sheloi nis'aklu bein min hatamid bein mishar karbonis. Eivarim or emurim, either from a tamid or from other karbonis that were not completely consumed, mahabchim bahem kol halayla, the Kohen stirs them and turns them over that they should burn well at HaBoiker. Shenemar kol ha'laylo ad ha'boiker. From this pasuk, the Rambam brings that we're supposed to be mehapech, turn the evarim and the emurim over until the morning, and by that time they'll become deshen. Now the Mishnah in Talmud at the beginning of the second parak says, ba'boiker oisim trumas ha'deshen, achar kach ma'alim ha'ofer agabe ha'tapuach. First you do trumas ha'deshen, after you take one machto, the rest of the efer, you put it on top of the pile of the remaining deshen which was left over from other karbonis. Ve'evarim sheloi nis'aklu, if there were still evarim that were not yet consumed, solkim oisam l'tzidei ha'ma'arocha, you move them off to the side. So after you did shumas ha'deshen, and you want to clear off the ma'arocha and prepare it for the next day's karbonis, and you're going to move away all the efer, so first you have to separate and move off to the side the emurim that were not yet burnt. And then when you set up and make the new ma'arocha, the Mishnah says, v'achakach machzimin ma'isam, then you put the evarim back on and let them continue burning until they become efer. So this is the normal process, that all evarim and emurim end up being burnt until they become efer. However, the Mishnah in Zvachim that Agamar brings is mechadesh that sometimes a worm could be poka me'algabe mizbeach. They could pop out, be rejected from the fire, and not always do you have to return them, even though they are not yet efer. And the Mishnah makes a chilek between kaidim chatzois and la'achar chatzois. Now the Gemara over there explains, and Toisus Dibur Maschol a worm shepoku in Er Sugyo quotes that Gemara. The Gemara says, Heichi Dami, what's the case? What exactly is the state of these Evarim which were poka me'agabe mizbeach? Id isbuhu mamish, if they still have substance to them, afil l'achar chatzais nami, you should have to return them to complete the akhtar even after chatzais. V'id lesbuhu mamish, if there's no substance left to them, afil l'koidim chatzais nami loy, even before chatzais you should not have to return them. Umuki la b'shriri, the Gemara says, no, we're talking about something which is called shriri. Rashi over there in Zvachim explains what exactly is shriri. He says, it's koshim sheniskashu machmas ha'esh, they already became hard from the fire. Sheshota b'kulam, the fire already spread through and through. Elo sheloi nase pechem, they have not yet become like coal. Elo ke'etzim yeveshim heim mitaychem, they're like dried wood through and through. That's the state of these Emurim, which the Mishnah in Tzvachim says that if it's before Chatzos and it was Pakam Me'agabe Mizbeach, you have to return them. But if it was Achar Chatzos, you do not have to return them to the Mizbeach. Now Rav explained that this is learned out of a Pasuk. It says, Kol HaLayla V'Hikter, meaning the Pasuk says that the Oila is Al Moikto Al Mizbeach Kol HaLayla, that the Haktorah is the whole night. Because of Echor Omer Kol HaLayla V'Hirim, the next Pasuk is Mashma, that the Haroma is the whole night. Rashi in Zvachim explains, because it's Somachlei, next to the Pasuk of Kol HaLayla, it says V'Hirim Es Hadeshen, and the Pasuk doesn't say V'Hirim Es Hadeshen B'Biker. The Torah does not give us a time when Trumas Hadeshen is done. So it's Mashma that it's going back on the previous Pasuk, which says that it could be done the whole night. So therefore Rav says, one Pasuk says that the Haktorah is the whole night, and one Pasuk says that the Haroma is the whole night. So what do we do? Ha-Ketan, Chalkeyu, Chetziv La-Haktorah V'Chetziv La-Haroma. We say that really it means that half of the night is the Zman of Haktorah, and the second half is the Zman of Haroma, of Trumas Hadeshen. And therefore, Ivarim, which are already at a state of Shriri, once half of the night comes and now it's the Zman of Trumas Hadeshen, so then the Haktorah is finished. And therefore, if they're Pakam Me'agabe Mizbeach, you do not have to return them to finish off the Haktorah, because now already it's the Zman of Haroma. The Gemara in Zvachim uses a Lashon of Chatzos Oisei Ikol. The passing of Chatzos, that's what renders the Ivarim as if they're consumed. Now the Gemara continues by us and asks Akasha, if we're explaining the Psukim Chetziv LaHaktorah, V'Chetziv LaHaromah, that the second half of the night, that's the Zman of Trumas Hadeshen, so how could we say in the Mishnah that sometimes we do Trumas Hadeshen even before Chatzos? The Pasuk is Mashma, that only after Chatzos is the Zman of Haromah. So in other words, the Sig is Mashma, that there are really two Nekudos, two points that we learn from this Drasha of Rav, Chalkeyu Chetziv LaHaktorah, V'Chetziv LaHaromah. First of all, he's telling us that the first half of the night is the Zman Haktorah, and the second half is the Zman Haromah, and therefore the Gemara understood that you should not be able to do Trumas Hadeshen before Chatzos. And secondly, once we know that the first half is Haktorah and the second half is Haromah, then Memela we know that if the Ivarim were Paka, you do not have to put them back on if it's after Chatzos, because now already it's not a Zman of Haktorah, it's the Zman of Haromah. Now even though the din is that if they still on the Mizbeach, they were not Paka, then you're supposed to leave them there and you're supposed to be Mahapech Behem to make sure that they get burnt well, and you're supposed to continue the Haktorah. That will explain a little bit later why the din is like that, but Al Kaponim, if they were no longer on the Mizbeach, if they already Paka, then the din is that you do not have to return them back on the Mizbeach. Al Kaponim, we have over here a Varim, which have not been completely burnt, they have not reached the state of Deshen, and nevertheless their Mitzvah Haktorah is over. Now there's a Machloikis Rishonim, what exactly is the status of these Eivarim? Because we mentioned earlier, the Pashtus of the Psukim is that the Eivarim get burnt until they reach the point of Deshen. At that point, they're Roi for Trumas HaDeshen. But here we have something which the Haktar is over with, but they're not yet Deshen, they're not completely burnt. So what exactly is their status? So Tosis over here in Dibur HaMaschal, Eivarim, Tosis brings three Shitas in the Rishonim. Tosis quotes Shitas Rashi in Zvachim. Rashi understands that when it says Chatziv LaHaromo, the Lashon of Rashi is Afilu Koshem Shebehem Ru'uyim LaHaromo V'Kruyim Deshem. Even though they're still hard, they're not completely like Afer, they're not completely burnt, nevertheless they're Roi for Trumas HaDeshen. They're called Deshen. And therefore Rashi would hold that when the Kohen comes to do Trumas HaDeshen in the Machta, he can even scoop up these Eivarim which were not completely burnt. Even though the Lashon of the Pasuk is V'Hirim Es HaDeshen, according to Rashi, Deshen does not mean Dafka, something which is completely Afer. Anything which the Haktorah is completed, it's already burnt enough that the Mitzvah's Haktorah is over with, that is already Roi for the Mitzvah of Trumas HaDeshen. And Tosis is Chalik on Rashi. Tosis brings the Ri, and he says, how could you say that these Shriri are Ru'i and Laharama? The Pasuk says, V'Hirim Es HaDeshen. The Mitzvah of Trumas HaDeshen is Dafka, something which is Afer. This is not Afer. So even though perhaps the Haktorah is over with, but you cannot use it for the mitzvah of Trumas HaDeshen. And therefore the Ri is Madchik. When it says Chetziv LaHaromah, it means Ke'ein HaRomah, She'ein Ru'uyin LaHaktorah. Not that you can really use this Shriri for the mitzvah of Trumas HaDeshen. It just means that now is the time for Harama, and therefore Haktar is over with. So the Mitzvah Haktar is finished with these Shriri. But you can't actually use them for the Mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen. And Taisa says, according to what he's saying, that since it's not totally burnt, it's not ready for Trumas Hadeshen, we can understand why the din is that if they're still on the Mizbeach, they were not Paka, then the Haktar is supposed to continue. You're supposed to be mehapich with them and completely burn them until they reach the point that they themselves are roi for Trumas Hadeshen, until they become completely afer. And he asks the kasha on Rashi that according to Rashi's shat, why should you continue to burn them if they're already considered like Deshen? They're already roi for the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen. And Tosfos quotes a Gemara Me'ilah, which is talking about a gacheles shepoka. And Tosfos understands the same thing would be by a Murim Shepoka, that the din is that if it was Poka and it was still on the Mizbeach, it didn't fall to the floor, it just flew out of the Ma'arocha, but remained Bereshi Shal Mizbeach, that even though you already passed Trumas Hadeshen, they already finished doing Trumas Hadeshen, and you still have this Gachelas, or this Emurim, which is the Matzav of Shriri, it's not totally burnt, the din is that you put it back on. And Tosfos says, by the way, why should you have to put it back on? The mitzvah is over already, the Akhtar is over, and you already did Trumas Hadeshen. What's the point of putting it back on the fire that it should continue burning? So Taisa says, you see from here that it's not considered totally burnt until it reaches the matziv when it itself is roi for Trumas Hadeshen. And since it's not yet Deshen and it's not roi for Trumas Hadeshen, so calls man that it's still on the Mizbeach, you're supposed to continue burning it until it reaches Mamish Deshen. And only if it was Poka Me'al Gabi Mizbeach, it fell to the ground, there Taisa says the Psukim are Mashma, that you don't have to put it back on. But Kolzman, it's still on the Mizbeach, there's still Shaykh to be makter it further. Now the Achreinim over here discuss, what exactly does Taisa mean, that you should still continue burning it until it reaches the Matziv of Deshen, and it's Roi for Trumas HaDeshen. Does Taisa mean that the Mitzvah Saktara is totally over with? And the only reason to continue burning it is because of the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen. In other words, the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen is mechayev to make all Ivarim into Deshen, that they are roi to be used for Trumas Hadeshen. So even though the Maisa, not everything is going to be used for the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen, only one machtafel is going to be used, but you're supposed to make everything roi. Everything should be theoretically possible to be used for the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen, and that's what's mechayev to continue burning all the Ivarim until they reach the point of Deshen. Or, the other side is to say that no, the mitzvah really is a continuation of the Haktara. Since it's not yet Deshen, it's not yet ready for Trumas Hadeshen, that's megala to us, that proves that there is still Haktara to be done. Even though the Ikar Haktar is over with, and therefore if it's Paka, you don't have to put it back on the Mizbeach, but there still is Shayach Haktar to be done, and therefore if it's still on the Mizbeach, we tell you to continue being Makter it until it reaches the point of Deshen Mamish. So it's Midini Haktaro, which is Mechayev you to continue burning what's still on the Mizbeach. Now Rabbi Aaron Kotler in the Mishnah Rabbi Aaron on Kodshim, in the section called Sugyos, in Simen Ches, Sif Koten Hei, he discusses this Shaila, and he understands in Taisus Bayos that the Haktara is totally over with. And he quotes the Lashon of Taisus. Taisus is talking about Gacholim, but he understands Taisus means the same thing by Emurim. Taisus says, Leishayach by Lashon Haktara, V'lay Lashon Meikta, Dhamitukma V'kaimo. It's totally burnt, it's not Shayach Haktara anymore. And Taisus says, Mikomokom Yachzir, the Lavr Uyin Laharomo, V'akati Leinasa Mitzvaso. He understands, Taisus means to say that if it's still on the Mizbeach, what's mechayev you to continue burning is the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen. Even though, like we explained, that it might not end up being used for the Trumas Hadeshen, but there's still a mitzvah to continue burning it, to make it roi for Trumas Hadeshen. That's all midinei mitzvahs Trumas Hadeshen. It's not midin haktaro bechlal. The Chazon Ish, as well as the Bisker Rav, understand Tosfos differently. They understand that there's still a mitzvah saktara, kolzman, if it's on the Mizbeach still, there's still an inyan to continue being makter it. That's midine mitzvah saktara, not midine Trumas Hadeshen. The Bisker Rav is in Hilchas Tmidim and Musafin, page 82. He's discussing over there Machloikas Rashi and Tosfos in Zvachim Daf Pei Zayin. The Gemara says over there, what happens if you are machzir back on the Mizbeach, these shriri, which were poka la'achar chatzois, even though you didn't have to, you did go ahead and put them back on the Mizbeach, what is their status? And the Gemara says, loy nehenim v'loy mayalim. The din me'ila came off, you're no longer over on me'ila if you have ana, but there's still osir to be nehenim from them. Now Rashi over there learns that this is a din de'abonon. Loy nehenim means midarabonon. Tosis argues and he says, no, it's an Isser Midairaisa, even though there's no Me'ila Dairaisa, but there's still an Isser Hanoa Midairaisa. And the Briskov explains that Rashi and Tosfis are Choylik Lashit Asayu. Rashi in Eretz Sugya holds that once Chatois passed, these Shuri are no longer Roy Laktara and they're Roy Laharoma. They're considered Deshin already. And therefore he says, Rashi holds that if you put it back on the Mizbeach after they were Paka, it's not Shaykh Haktara on them Bechlal. And therefore their Isra Hanoah is only a din derabonon. Whereas Tosfos holds, they're not yet Deshen, and therefore it's still Shaykh on them Haktara. So even though if they were Paka, you don't have to put them back on, but if you did put them back on, the Haktara is continuing, and therefore their Osra Behanoah min HaTorah. And he explains what's exactly this gather of this Haktara. Because the Ikar Haktara is over with, and therefore the din is if they were Paka me'agav mizbeach, you do not have to return them. Nevertheless, if they were still on the Mizbeach, or if he went ahead and put them back on even though he didn't have to, the Haktara is continuing. What's the gather of this Haktara? So he explains that the Ikar Haktara is a din midinei ha-karbin. One of the avoidus of the karbin is to be makter the imurim. Just like you have to do all the avoidus hadam, you have to be makter the imurim. That already is over with. Once you did the Ikar Haktara, and it's already shriri and it passed chatzois, the Ikar Haktara is over with. Nevertheless, these Emurim still have a shame of Muktarim. They're still considered something which is Muktar on the Mizbeach, and therefore there's a din called Lachmoy Shal Mizbeach. These Emurim are the sustenance of the Mizbeach, they're something which belongs in the Mizbeach, so they have a din mitzad atzmam to continue being Maktar them. So in other words, it's not a din, it's not part of the Chi of Havoasa Korbin. Whatever was mechayev you to bring a korban, that you did already. You brought a korban and you did all the avodos that were part of the havasa korban. However, there's a second din that when there are emurim on the mizbeach, emurim which are lachmoy shel mizbeach, which belong on the mizbeach, and they still have a shame of muktarim, there's a separate din that they mitzad atzmam are mechayev to continue being burnt. And therefore, the din is that if they were never paka me'agabim mizbeach, or if they were paka, but he went ahead and put them back already, their haktara is continuing, and therefore their asr bahano midai raisa. So the Briskrov is understanding in Tosfos that what's mechayev to continue being makter deimurim, even though they already passed chatzos and they were shviri, so the ikar haktara is over with. Still, there's another haktara which is still shaykh to continue being done. That's the haktara of lach b'yishom mizbeach. So we have two tzadim in Tosfos. Why Tosfos holds that after shviri and chatzos, it's still shaykh haktara? Either because since they did not reach the point of Deshen, so the mitzvah of Shumas said Deshen is mechayev to continue burning them, or Taisis just means to say, since they did not reach the point when the Roi for Shumas said Deshen, we see that they're still called Muktarim. They don't have a shame Deshen, they're still called Muktarim, and therefore it's Shaykh Haktara on them. So even though the Ikar Haktara is over with, the Haktara Mitzara Karbin is finished, there's still an Indian to continue burning them. That's the din that the Muktarim Mitzara Atzmam still have a din Haktara. So we had Shitas Rashi and Shitas Hari. The third Shita that Tosfos brings is the Rehabacher, and it says that he's Miyashiv Pirush Rashi. Some Achronim say that it doesn't really mean he's answering Shitas Rashi, it's Ke'ein Shitas Rashi, but you can't actually fit his chat into the words of Rashi. And he says that Chatziv Laharoma means that once it's Shiri and it's after Chatzos, then the Truma Sadeshin is Matir to be Oisiv L'Tapuach, all the Shiri that remain. The din is that after Shumas HaDeshen, the Mishnah and Talmud says, that's matir to begin to gather all the remaining Deshen and put it onto the Tapuach. The Ri is Mechadish, that once you did Shumas HaDeshen, that's also matir to put Shriri onto the Kippah, to take it off of the Ma'arocha, to stop the Tzaktara and put it onto the pile, together with the rest of the Deshen. So before Chatzos, even if it's the matzav of Shiri, if you do Trumas HaDeshen, that would not be matir to remove the Shiri and put it onto the Kippah. It would have to be continued to be burnt. Once it's Shiri and it's past Chatzos, so Chatzos Oisei Ikol, Now when you do Trumas HaDeshen, that's matir to remove the shuri and put it onto the kippah. So you don't have to be madchik, like Tosfos says, that chetziv laharoma is lav dafka, it really means that the haktar is over. Rather, chetziv laharoma means that the Trumas HaDeshen is matir to remove it and put it onto the kippah. Now since l'maisa, according to the Rehab Bocher, the shriri itself cannot be used for Trumas HaDeshen, and that way it's similar to the Ri, therefore the Ri HaBachar says that you can continue being makter it. That's why if it was not Pokam al-Gabi Mizbeach, and he does not want to be Mali onto the Kippah, it's still Shaykh, a continuation of the Haktorah. He calls that Miruk Mitzvah, it's a completion of the Mitzvah, since the Maisa it itself was not Roy for Trumas HaDeshen, it still is Shaykh to be makter it further until it becomes Deshen Mamish. The Iker Chilik between the Ri and the Ri HaBocher, Tosfos is Mavur, that according to the Ri, there is no heter to take off Shriri and put it onto the Kippah. Only if it was Pokam El Gabi Mizbeach onto the ground, you don't have to return it. But if it's still on the Mizbeach, then you have to continue the Haktorah, like one of the two Tzadim we said, either that's part of the Mitzvah's Haktorah, or that's part of Mitzvah's Trumas HaDeshen, but there's no heter to put it onto the kippah until it reaches the point of Efer. And Tosfos was bothered by, according to the Ri, how is it possible, when you gather everything and put it onto the kippah, to be nizhar not to put on anything which is still shriri? Whereas according to the Ri HaBocher, once it was chatzos and it was shriri, and you did Trumas HaDeshen, that's matter, you can take everything off and put it on top of the kippah. If you want, he says, the Ri says, you can continue the Haktorah, it does have an inyan of Mirik Mitzvah. So these are the three shitas in Rishayim. What does it mean, Chetziv La'aroma? According to Rashi, it itself is Roy, it's considered Mamish Deshen, you can use it for the Mitzvah of Trumas HaDeshen. According to the Ri, it's not Deshen, it cannot be used for Trumas HaDeshen, and you have to continue the Haktorah, unless it was Pakam Al-Gab Mizbeach, then you do not have to return it. And according to the Ri HaBocher, once Chatzos passed and it was Shri, the Trumas HaDeshen then is matter to remove it and put it onto the kippah, even though it itself is not Roy for Trumas HaDeshen. Now getting back to the Kasha of the Gemara asked, if you darshan like Rav, Chetziv LaHaktorah v'Chetziv LaHaroma, so how can you do Trumas HaDeshen before Chatzos? So Rabbi Yechanan answers, and here we have two Gersois, either Ela Omer Rabbi Yechanan or without the Ela. Rashi in Ersigas Geris Ela Omer Rabbi Yechanan, and Rashi explains he argues on Rav, he does not agree to the drosh of Chetziv LaHaktorah, Chetziv LaHaromo, rather Kol HaLaylo LaHaktorah and Kol HaLaylo LaHaromo. The whole night is the Zman HaKtoro, and the whole night is the Zman HaRomo, and therefore Trumas HaDeshen is fine even before Chatzos. And that which Chatzos oise equal by Shriri, that's learned from a different drosha. Like Rabbi Yechanan says, Mimashma Shenemer Kol HaLaylo in Yadea Shehu Arabayker, Umatam Lomer Arabayker, Tein Baker LeBayko Yishalaylo. Rashi explains that Kol HaLaylo would be Mashma until Alois HaShachar, that's the end of the Laylo, and Tein Baker LeBayko Yishalaylo means to move back to an earlier Zman, and Rashi says, since the Torah does not tell us when exactly this Zman is, so Al Korcha Hu Chatzos HaLaylo, the only possible Zman that could be is Chatzos, and this drasha we use for Shriri, that's how we know that Chatzos oise equal by Shriri. But Lagabe Trumas HaDeshen, really the whole night is a Zman for Trumas HaDeshen, so Rabbi Yechanan is arguing on Rav. That's Rashi's pshat with the girsa of Ela Omer Rabbi Yechanan. Tosfos over here brings Rashi and Zvachim, who did not have the girsa of Ela, and he explains that Rabbi Yechanan is not coming to argue on Rav, he's masking to the drasha of Chetziv LaHaktorah and Chetziv LaHaromo, and therefore that's the makar that Shriri Chatzos oise equal. And that which the Gemara asked, how could you do Trumas HaDeshen before Chatzos? That's turned out of another pasuk, Tein Boikri LeBoikri Shalaylo, which tells us that if it's already Deshen before Chatzos, then it's Moser Nakos of the Chachamim, Liyois Mashkim, and Kol Masha Yirtzu, they could be Makdim, the Trumas HaDeshen, even earlier, from the beginning of the night, as long as it's already really Deshen. Now we saw in the Mishnah that the Zman of Trumas HaDeshen on a regular day is by Kriyas HaGever, and there seems to be a machlekes rishonim when exactly was Kriyas HaGever, and furthermore, when is Trumas HaDeshen kosher? Is it dafka belayla, or can it be done even in the morning? And this is dependent on what exactly Kriyas HaGever means. Now we'll start in Tosfos in the end of Dibur Maschil Ela Omer Rabbi Yechanan. Tosfos asks Akasha from the Mishnah in Megillah. The Mishnah in Megillah says certain things which are kosher kol halayla. One of them is Akhtoras Eimurim, it's kosher kol halaylo. And Tosis asks, why does it not say in that Mishnah, Truma Sadeshen? Truma Sadeshen is also something which is kosher the whole night. Now Tosis answers, De Bishrom Pam loy hoyu rigilim litroim koidim mashmura rishayno like tonilei. Since Lamaisa they never were makdim to do the Truma Sadeshen before the Ashmura Rishayno, so it doesn't say it in the Mishnah of things which are kosher the whole night. Now Rabbi Kveger in the Mishnayis, on that Mishnah, in the second parak of Megillah, he says, Eineni mevin divrei makdoshim. He doesn't understand what Taisis is kasher b'chlal. B'pshitas seish lemer, you could say a simple teretz, that Mishnah is only talking about things which have to be done dafka at night. Like the Akhtar Simum, it has to be done before the morning. Once the morning comes, and the Ivarim were not hooked there yet, they become nicer. But Truma Sadeshen, Rabbi Kveger says, is kosher even in the morning. And he quotes the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that you could do Truma Sadeshen, Mikreisa Gever, Bein Lefanov, Bein La'acharov. And therefore it's kosher even Chatchila in the morning. So what Tosis is asking, that it should be in the Mishnah of things which are kosher to call Halayla. No, it's kosher even after the Laila, even in the morning you could do Truma Sadeshen, even Chatchila. This kasher, the Minchas Chinuch as well, in Mitzvah Kuf, Lamed Aleph, Oisei, he asks this kasher on Taisus, and he says, L'chair, it's a simple teretz, that Truma Sadeshen is kosher even Bayoin. And the Loshna of the Minchas Chinuch is, that it's a mitzvah's essay, Bechol me eis le'eis, Litroim pa'am achas. Once every 24 hours, you have to do Truma Sadeshen. And the Chair of the Minchas Chinuch means to say, that the mitzvah is, every time when you finish being makdir, all the karbonis from the previous day, before you start the next day's karbonis, you have to do Truma Sadeshen. So it can be done either in the night, after you finish the Akhtara of the previous day's karbonis, or the next morning before you set up the new Ma'arocha. As long as you do it before you start the next day's karbonis. So why does Tosis ask that it should be listed in the Mishnah as something which is kosher kol halayla? It doesn't dafka have to be done b'layla. So Rabbi Kveger says that this is a machlokes rishonim, whether Truma Sadeshen can be done b'layla or not. He quotes a Tosfos later on in Yuma, Daf Chov Zayin Amud Beis, Dibur Maschil Iko Da Amri, that holds that Truma Sadeshen is dafka b'layla and not b'yoyim. And this would fit very well with the Tosfos over here, which Rabbi Kveger is saying is mashma, that Truma Sadeshen also is dafka b'layla and not b'yoyim. And the Rambam, Rabbi Kveger brings, in Perek Beis, Hilchos Tmidim U'Musafin, Halacha Yud Aleph, he says, Eimosai Termin Esadeshen, B'chol Yoyim Mishayala Amur HaShachar, Ubi Rigolim Mitchila Shlisham Tzoy Shal HaLaylo, Ubi Yamakipur Michatoy Shal HaLaylo. He's quoting Er Mishnah, and he says, when is Truma Sadeshen done on a normal day? Mishayala Amur HaShachar. It's clear from the Rambam that it can be done B'yoyim also. So Rabbi Kveger says, this is a Machlekes Rishayim, if Truma Sadeshen is kosher, even b'yoyim. Now the Tosis over there on Chav Zayin Amud Beis, which Rabbi Kveger quotes, is talking about which avodos, if a zar does them, he's chayiv misa. One of the klalim is that it has to be an avoda tama, a complete avoda. In other words, an avoda which nothing afterwards has to be done to complete the process. The hakrova is finished with that avoda. And Tosis discusses, what about Haktoras Eimurim? Haktoras Eimurim is something that a Zar is Chayiv Miso if he does. And Tosis is bothered by, why is it called an Avida Tamo, but you have to do afterwards the Truma Sadeshen. Truma Sadeshen, Tosis says, is the Gemar Avidas Ikol Eivarim. After the Eivarim are consumed, there is still something left to be done with them, you have to do the Truma Sadeshen. And Tosis says, no, still Haktar Seimurim is called Avodah Tamo. Why? He says, Kivan de Ivarim Ubdarim Zmanom Maschim Uboid Yoim, Viboi Makdalu Esmol, Iboi Makdalu Belaylo, Haktar Seimurim can be done either the day or the night, Vitruma Sadeshen Zmano Eina Ela Belaylo, it cannot be done in the day, the Zman is only when night comes, therefore it's called that Haktar Seimurim is a complete Avodah, it's the end of a process, because there's nothing left to be done afterwards. For the Truma Sadeshen, you have to wait until nighttime to do it. From this, Rabbi Kveger brings a raya that Tosis holds Truma Sadeshen is dafka b'layla and not b'yoyim. The Minchas Chinuch also quoted this Tosfos, but later on the Minchas Chinuch says that this Tosfos really is not a raya, because what Tosfos means to say over here is that the Truma Sadeshen cannot be done before the nighttime. When you finish being makter all the Eivarim and you have to do Truma Sadeshen, you cannot do it in the daytime, you have to wait until nighttime. But what about if you didn't do Truma Sadeshen the whole night? The Ivarim were still burning throughout the night, and now you want to do Trumas Hadeshen, and it's already the morning, that you don't see from Tosis that you can't do Trumas Hadeshen the next morning, after the Haktarah is finished. All you see is that you can't do it at the end of the day, when you finish the Haktarah, you have to wait until nighttime. But maybe you can still do it the next morning, before you start the next day's Haktarah. That you don't see from Tosis. So the Minchas Chinuch says, this Tosis is not a Raya. However, the Gilyan Hashas on that Tosis on Chav Zayin Amud Beis, he sends us to another Tosis later on in Daf Lamed Gimel, who does seem to say Mefurish that Trumas Hadeshen is Dafka B'Layla and not B'Yayim, and there it's Mashma, even the next day it's not supposed to be done. Tosis on Lamed Gimel Omer Alef Dibur Abaschel Abayim Misader Ma'arocha. The Gemara over there is going through all the Avedis that are done throughout the day. Abaya set up the Seder HaAvedis, and he starts off, the first Avedis he says, is that Ma'arocha G'dayla Koydemis L'Ma'arocha Shnei Shoktayres. The setting up of the main Ma'arocha is the first Avedis, and it's done before the second Ma'arocha of the Ktayres. And Tosis is bothered by, why does Abaya skip the first Avedis of the day? Trumas Hadeshen L'Chayr is the first Avedis of the day. Why is that not listed in the Seder of Abaya? And Tosis in his second teretz over there says that Trumas Hadeshen Iker Mitzvosa Rak Belayla. Avalhani Iboil Mavdinu B'Yamama Harishus B'Yodom. Trumas Hadeshen is done dafka at night. But the Seder HaMarocha, that can be done the next morning. And therefore Abaya did not start from the Trumas Hadeshen. He started from the Avedis that are done from the beginning of the morning. Here Tosis seems to say that Trumas Hadeshen is not supposed to be done in the morning. It's supposed to be done at the night. Now the truth is, the Lashon of Tosis is that Iker Mitzvosa Rak Belayla. But Al Kaponim, this Tosis is Mashma, that L'chatchila, the Trumas Hadeshen is at night, and not the next day. Now the Rambam, as we mentioned, he says that Trumas Hadeshen B'chol Yoim is Mishiyala Amur HaShachar, not like Tosis. Now as we mentioned, L'chayra the Shaila seems to be Tali, in what is Kriyas HaGever? Now the Gemara in Arsliga says, it's Machlokes if Kriyas HaGever is Kor Gavro, or Kro Tarnagailo. The Rambam doesn't get into this machlekes, and the Lech HaMishnah over there, in Perek Beis, Tamidim Musaf and Aloch Yud Aleph, he quotes our Gemara, and he says the Rambam doesn't mention whether it's Kro Gavra or Kro Tarnagailo. The Rambam holds Idiv Idi Chad Shiyuruhu. There's no machlekes really when the Zman was. Everyone agrees it was the same time. The Shaila just is about the Loshen of Kriyas HaGever. And Al Kaponim, the Rambam holds it was Mishiyala Amud HaShachar. Now Rabbi Kveger, in the Gilyon on the Rambam, he quotes a Gemara in Zvachim Daf Chof. And he says, from that Gemara's Mashma, that Kriyas HaGever is before Amud HaShachar. The Gemara over there in Zvachim is talking about the din of Rebbe, that Lina Mayeles Bekidush Yadayim Viraglayim. Just like there's a psul Lina on Dam that stayed overnight, or on Basar that you weren't Makter and it stayed overnight, there's also a psul Lina on a Kayin who was Mekadish Yadayim Viraglayim in a Kiyar. Meaning, if he was Mekadish Yadayim Viraglayim and he's Roi for Aveda, when the next morning comes, that Kiddush becomes Pasul, he needs a new Kiddush. The Kiddush became Pasul Belino. And on the bottom of Chof Amud Aleph, Rabbi Yochanan says that even according to Rebbe, the din is that if it was Kiddush Yodo Viraglov, L'Trumas Hadeshen, L'Mochar Enei Torech L'Kadesh, Shekvar Kiddush Mitchilas Avoida. If he was Mekadosh Yadayim Viraglayim for the Trumas Hadeshen, then in the morning, if he wants to continue doing Aveda, he does not need another Kiddush Yadayim Viraglayim. And the Gemara explains why. Since Lina on Kiddush Yadayim Viraglayim is only Derabanan, therefore Mikreis HaGever V'Ad Tzafro Loi Pasla Lina. Rashi explains that Lina is totally in Amud HaShachar, so once Amud HaShachar passed, he should really need another Kiddush Yadayim Viraglayim. But since it's only a din Darabanan, and it's such a short time from Kreis HaGever until the morning, there the Rabbanan were not mechayiv another Kiddush Yadayim Viraglayim. So Rabbi Kveger brings a ray from here, you see that Kreis HaGever was before Amud HaShachar. And the Gemara is saying, since he was already Mekadosh Yadayim Viraglayim by Kreis HaGever, which is shortly before Amud HaShachar, he does not need another Kiddush Yadayim Viraglayim when Amud HaShachar passes. Now this would fit very well with Shitas Tosfos, who holds that Trumas Hadeshen is Dafka Belayla, and even though the Mishnah says that it was by Kriyas HaGever, Samachloi, Bein Lefanov, Bein La'achrov, Tosfos would hold, like the Pashas from the Sugya over there in Zvachim Daf Chof, that Kriyas HaGever was before Amud HaShachar, because Amud HaShachar, that's when Psalina is, and the Gemara is saying that Kriyas HaGever is before that. So the Trumas Hadeshen was done close to Kriyas HaGever, either before or after, but that was all before Amud HaShachar, because the Ikar Mitzvah, Tosfos says, is to do Trumas HaDeshen before Amud HaShachar. It has to be Dafka B'Laila, not B'Yoyim. Now the Rambam, who says that Trumas HaDeshen was done after Amud HaShachar, so Rabbi Kveger over there explains that the Rambam had a different pshat in the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Chof. The Rambam in Perek Hey Hilchos Bias Migdash Alocha Tes, he says Kiddush Yodov Raglov LeTrumas HaDeshen Afo Pishu Mekadesh Koidem Shetale Hashemesh Ein Etzorach Lachsu LeKadesh Achar Sheher Hayoyim Sharei B'Tchilas Avedas Hayoyim Kiddush. The Rambam is mashma that when is the psulina on Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim? When it's Tale Hashemesh, not by Amud HaShachar, rather by Zrichas Hashemesh. Not like Rashi and Zvachim, who says that psolino is totally an Amud HaShachar. And therefore, the way the Rambam learned the Gemara over there is that Mikreis HaGever V'Ad Tzafra means in that short period of time, from Amud HaShachar V'Ad Tzafra. Tzafra, according to the Rambam, means Zrichas HaShemesh, because that's when the psolino on Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim is. In that short period of time, we were not Mechayiv another Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. So the Rambam fits very well as Shitosai. The Rambam holds that the psolino on Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim is by Zrichas HaShemesh. And therefore the Gemara that says, Mikreis HaGever V'Ad Tzafra, the Rambam could learn Kreis HaGever means Amud HaShachar. Not like Tosfos that we explained had a hechruch to say that Kreis HaGever is before Amud HaShachar, Mikreich the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Chof that says that Kreis HaGever was before Tzafra. Because Tosfos had like Rashi that Tzafra means Amud HaShachar. That's when the psolino takes place on the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. But the Rambam holds that the psolino on Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim is by Zrichas HaShemesh, so he can learn that Kriyas HaGever means Amud HaShachar. Therefore the Rambam says that the normal Trumas HaDeshen is done by Amud HaShachar, and therefore it can be done even by Yom, it doesn't have to be done Dafka B'Laila. The Karen Oren over there in Zvachim as well learned like this in the Rambam, but he leaves off with a kasha. He says, why should the psolino on Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim be totally in Zrichas HaShemesh and not Amud HaShachar? Le'inyin ol dinim, Yoim begins with Amud HaShachar, not with Zrichas HaShemesh. Ba'akoponim, that's the machloikas, the Tosfos and the Rambam, when is the Zman Trumas HaDeshen on a normal day? Tosfos holds it's supposed to be done by Laila, like we explained up either Reb Kveger, the Gemara in Zvachim that says, Mikreis HaGever V'Ad Tzafra is Mashma, that Kreis HaGever is before Amud HaShachar. The Rambam holds, no, Kreis HaGever is by Amud HaShachar, and the Gemara that says, Mikreis HaGever V'Ad Tzafra means because the psolina is by Zrichas HaShemesh, and from that time, from Amud HaShachar at Zrichas HaShemesh, the Chachamim did not say that there's a psolina on the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Now, but that's Tosfos, we could understand why is Trumas HaDeshen Dafka B'Laila. Tosfos held, like the Gemara says, Kol HaLaila V'Hirim, the word V'Hirim in the Pasuk is going back on Kol HaLaila, the whole night is this mantra for Trumas HaDeshen, and therefore Tosfos holds it has to be done Dafka B'Laila, not B'Yoyim. However, we quoted the Lashon of Tosfos in Daf Lama Gimel Amir Aleph, it says, Iker Mitzvasi B'Laila. What exactly does that mean? That the Iker mitzvah is b'layla, not b'yoyim, but it's mashma that there is still a kiyum mitzvah if it's done b'yoyim. What exactly is the gedder of Iker mitzvah? So perhaps we could explain that really Trumas HaDeshen, there's rayas that there are two aspects to the mitzvah of Trumas HaDeshen. Mitzad Echad, we find that Trumas HaDeshen is like the completion of the haktara of the previous day's karbonos. The Mishnah Me'ilah Daf Tes is Mevur, that until Trumas HaDeshen is done, there's still Me'ilah on the Deshen. After Trumas HaDeshen is done, the Me'ilah comes off. That's Mashmah, that the Trumas HaDeshen is like the completion of the Akhtara. We saw earlier also the Lashon of Tosfos, Chav Zayin Amir Beis, that the Trumas HaDeshen is the Gemar Avoidas Ikol Eivarim. So we see that Trumas HaDeshen, on one hand, is like a completion of the Akhtara. On the other hand, we find that Trumas HaDeshen is Tchilas Avoidas Hayoim. That's the Lashon of the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Chof. Trumas HaDeshen is called Tchilas Avoidas Hayoim. The Gemara later on in Yuma Daf Chof Beis Amar Aleph also is mashm like that. We'll see soon the Ritva brings B'Shem the Rashmi Shantz, who speaks about whether the Trumas HaDeshen on Yom Kippur has to be done with the Kayin. And he says a Lashon that the Trumas HaDeshen is Hechsher Avoidas Hayoim. So we find that there's a certain aspect that Trumas HaDeshen is the beginning of the next day's Avodah. The Lashon of the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Lamed Aleph, he says the Shoresh HaMitzvah of Trumas HaDeshen is Noihu L'Mizbeach L'Fanais HaDeshen Mimokam Sheroi L'Hadlik Boyo Eish. It should look nicer that the Mokam where they're going to light the new fire should be cleared away. And he says, the fire burns nicer if there's no ash underneath. This is all mashma, that the Trumas HaDeshen is like the hachana for the next maracha of the next day's karbonis. And if this is true, that there's two aspects to the Trumas HaDeshen, at the same time it's the gemara of the haktara of yesterday's karbonis, and it's also the tchilas avodas hayoyim for the next day's karbonis, then perhaps we can explain Tosfos, when Tosfos says that the ikar mitzvah of Trumas HaDeshen is to be done belaylo, the pshat is because it's the gemar of the previous day's karbonis, and by karbonis the din is halaylo hoylich achar hayoyim, the night is a continuation of the previous day's avodah. For example, the haktaras seimurim of the previous day's karbonis could be done all night until the morning, and therefore Trumas HaDeshen is done during this man as well, because it's the gemar of the previous day's karbonis. And therefore, the Iker Mitzvah is to do it at night. If, however, you didn't do it at night, Tosfos holds you can still do it the next morning. Perhaps the pshat is because you can still be mekayim the aspect of Trumas HaDeshen being a hachono for the next day's karbonis. So lechatchila you do it at night to be mekayim both dinim, but even if you didn't do it at night, it still has to be done in the morning to prepare for the next day's avodah. Now the Mishnah said that Trumas HaDeshen on Yom HaKippurim is done by chatzos. The Gemara explains, "B'yom HaKippurim di'ika chulsha de kohen gadol of dinan mechatzos." Now there's a major machlokes Rishonim. Some of the Rishonim speak about here on Daf Chof, some of the Rishonim earlier on Daf Yud Beis. They discuss whether Trumas HaDeshen on Yom Kippur has to be done by the kohen gadol or not. Rashi over here says, "Mishum chulsha de kohen gadol shehrei olav levada yumutal." The pashas of Rashi is that the Kohen Gadol himself has to do the Trumas HaDeshen on Yom Kippur, and that's why we start earlier. The Mari Kurkis, in the beginning of the fourth parak of Avodas Yom HaKippurim, he learns like this B'das Rashi. Rabbeinu Al-Yakim also, who B'derech Klal goes to Derech Rashi, he says like this as well, that the Kohen Gadol himself must do the Trumas HaDeshen on Yom Kippur. Tosfos over here, Diber Maschum Mishum Cholsha the Kohen Gadol, brings him a Machlokes Rishonim. He says the Pashtus of the Gemara is Mashma, that the Kohen Gadol himself has to do the Trumas HaDeshen. However, it brings a riva that his Goyer is not Kohen Gadol, rather Kohen. And it means to say that the Kohen who's going to do the Trumas HaDeshen does it early before he gets weak. And he brings a raya that the Kohen Gadol himself does not have to do it, because imkein lichshvei lahot tfilo de tova bahadi chamash tfilois. Why do we not count this tfilo that the Kohen Gadol has to do? He has to be tova before he does the Trumas HaDeshen. It should be counted as one of the tfilos of the Kohen Gadol. And furthermore, he brings the Lashon of the Payet that says that there was a Payet on Yom Kippur. How could there be a Payet if the Kohen Gadol himself has to do the Trumas HaDeshen? It must be that any Kohen can do it, and therefore there was a Payet. And in the end, Tosfos brings the Shita of the Ri, that even if he goes Kohen Gadol, it's not Muchach that the Kohen Gadol himself has to do the Trumas HaDeshen. Rather, it means we're makdim to do the Trumas HaDeshen early, so that the Kohen Gadol, who's going to have to do the rest of the Avodas, he can get an early start before he gets weak. But the Kohen Gadol himself does not have to do the Trumas HaDeshen. Now, the Lashon of Tosfos in the beginning, he says, Mashma filu Trumas HaDeshen, shehi Avodas HaLailo, ein akshira eloboy. Even the Trumas HaDeshen, which is an Avodas HaLailo, also needs a Kohen Gadol. What is Tosfos madgish that Trumas HaDeshen is Avodas HaLailo? The mashmais is that the nidin, whether the Kohen Gadol has to do it or not, is because it's an avodas laila. Perhaps only the avodas hayoyim is mutal on the Kohen Gadol. What does that mean exactly? Now this machlokes is also a machlokes rishonim between the Baal HaMor and the Ramban here in Yuma. The Baal HaMor says, "Have you idea ki balei hakroivos shechnisu bepiuteim b'seder avodas hayoyim arba paisos tol kulam b'mishnaseinu?" He says the Paitonim who mentioned on the Avodas Yom HaKippurim the Paisis, they all were tired, they made a mistake. There were no Paisis on Yom Kippur. That which the Mishnah in Yuma mentions the Paisis, that was for other days of the year. But on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol himself had to do all of the Avodah. And the Mochamas is mayrach very much about this. He quotes this Baal HaMor and he says, "Gam be'ina yifle, by me also it was shver." What's the pshat? Why the Paitonim spoke about the Paisis? However, he says, "Lamaisa, we find all the Paitonim, Rebbe Lezer HaKalir," and he says, "in the Krevis of the Ga'inim and the Chachmi Yeshivis and the Rabboni Svard, all of them spoke about Paisis and Yom HaKippurim." And the Ramban says, "I efshar sheyitu kol rabbeisenu v'avaisenu ulebaal hamor hazel levadei nitna chochma ve'ein lezarim itoy." It's not shaykh to say that everyone else was wrong and only the Baal Hamor was right. And therefore the Ramban is meirich and he explains why really each and every one of the pieces was done on Yom Kippur as well. And he starts off with the first pious, the pious of Chumas Hadeshen. And the Ramban says, "Ein sofik sha pious arishoin shehu Chumas Hadeshen hoilvu kosher koidem chatzois ina avoides yom kippurim ela avoides lailo ve'ina b'kohen gadol klal." So the Ramban also concludes that the Kohen Gadol did not have to do the Chumas Hadeshen on Yom Kippur, and therefore there was a pious. And he says this same lashon that we quoted in Tosfos, that it was an avoides lailo. The reason to say that a Kohen Gadol does not have to do the Avodah is because it was an Avodah's Laila. What does that mean exactly, that the Chumas Hadeshen was an Avodah's Laila? The Ritva earlier on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis also discusses this Shaila, and he says the same Svara, that Chumas Hadeshen is kosher for with the Kohen Hedyet because it's an Avodah's Laila. So perhaps we could explain that Avodah's Laila means that it's a hemshech of the previous day's Avodah, like we explained earlier. That we find Chumas Hadeshen is like a gemar of the haktara of the previous day's karbonis. And therefore these Rishonim hold, since it's a hemshech of the previous day's karbonis, the karbonis before Yom Kippur, the karbonis of Erev Yom Kippur, therefore it's not misdabar to say that the Kohen Gadol has to do the Avodah. Even if the Kohen Gadol has to do all the Avodahs on Yom Kippurim, the karbonis that are unique to Yom Kippurim and the daily karbonis, even if he has to do all those, but Chumas Hadeshen, which is shaykh to yesterday's karbonis, that would not be mutal on the Kohen Gadol. That's the chayr what these Rishonim mean to say when they say that the Kohen Gadol doesn't have to do it because it's an avodas laila. The Ramban stressed that because it's kosher koidim chatzais, that's a right that it's an avodas laila. We have to know what exactly the Ramban means, but he understood that from the fact that it's done before Chatzais, that's a raya that it's shaykh to yesterday's Karbonis and not part of the next day's Avodah. We see also from the Ritvan Yud Beis Amud Beis, when he quotes the other tzad, the tzad that you do need a Kohen Gadol, he brings b'shem the Rashmi Shantz. The Rashmi Shantz is Iker Rayas from Arsugim Mishim Chosha, the Kohen Gadol. He brought a raya that the Kohen Gadol himself has to do it. And he explained, why does the Kohen Gadol have to do it? He says, because Soif Soif Hechsher Havoidas Hayoimhu. Since Chumas Hadeshen is like a preparation to be machshir, the Avodah for the next day, therefore the Kohen Gadol has to do it, because he has to do all the Avodahs of Yom Kippur. There also it's mashma that the Nidin, whether the Kohen Gadol does it or not, is because the Chumas Hadeshen perhaps is shaykh to the previous day's Karbonis. If so, the Kohen Gadol will not have to do it. On that the Rashbi Shan says, no, but it's also a hechsher for the next day's Karbonis, and that's why the Kohen Gadol would have to do the Chumas Hadeshen. But Akoparim, it's mashma that the site of the Shaila is... is Chumas Hadeshen part of the previous day's Karbonis or part of the next day's Karbonis? Now, to go back to the words of the Ramban was Meirich about this, and he says that the Kohen Gadol does not have to do the Chumas Hadeshen, and he says, don't be fooled by the Gemara, which says, Mishum Chulsho the Kohen Gadol, which is Mashmar, the Kohen Gadol does have to do the Chumas Hadeshen. The Ramban says, no, the Pshat is, since the Kohen Gadol has so much Avodah to do, we want to make sure that the Chumas Hadeshen is done before the beginning of the day. So when the morning comes, the Kohen Gadol can immediately begin his Avodah, and the Avodahs will be able to be more spaced out, he'll be able to do it at a slower and easier pace. Now the Ramban Behemshech brings the Raya of Tosfos, that if the Kohen Gadol had to do the Chumas Hadeshen, so he had to be Tevil beforehand, he quotes the Mishnah in Tamid, that before Chumas Hadeshen, a Kohen has to be Tevil, and the Mishnah makes no mention of this Tefillah. And furthermore he asks, if he was Tevil for the Chumas Hadeshen, why does he have to be Tevil again before the Shechita Satomid? The Mishnah in the beginning of the third parak says that before the Shechita, the Kohen Gadol is Tevil. Why does he need to be Tevil then? He already was Tevil before the Chumas Hadeshen. And then the Ramban continues and he says, if you'll tell me, Gmiri hei tfilois v'asara kiddushim b'yoyim v'loy b'layla, that we know there's a Messiah, that there has to be 5 tfilois and 10 Kiddush Yudayim V'raglayim B'yoyim as part of the Avodas HaYoyim, and that would not include the Tefillah before Chumas Hadeshen, which is B'layla, and therefore the Kohen Gadol has to go and be Tevil again in the morning before he's Sheichet the Tamid, so that there'll be a total of 5 Tefillahs. Then the Ramban says, if so, you're agreeing that Chumas Hadeshen is not part of the Avodas HaYoyim. That's why the Tefillah before Chumas Hadeshen is not counted for the Cheshbon of 5 Tefillahs. And if so, that you're agreeing it's not part of the Avodas HaYoyim, then why does it need a Kohen Gadol Bechlal? Here again, the Ramban is saying that the kaveya, whether Chumas Hadeshin needs a Kohen Gadol or not, is whether we're considering it part of Avodas Hayoyim, like we explained earlier. If you'll consider it part of Avodas Halayla, it's yesterday's Karbanis. So the Rabban says, Memonav Shach, why does he need to be Tevil again before the Shechita? The Chayra, the Tevilah before the Chumas Hadeshin counts. And if you'll tell me it doesn't count because you need five Tevilahs B'yoyim, and the Tevilah before Chumas Hadeshin is part of Avodas Halayla, then Chumas Hadeshin should not need a Kohen Gadol B'chlal. Now the Tosfos Hashanim on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph Dibur Amaschol Chamish Tvilos, he's going according to the Rishonim that the Kohen Gadol himself had to do the Chumash Hadeshen, and therefore he's bothered by why were there only Chamish Tvilos? He also had to be Tevil before the Chumash Hadeshen, and he says the Mishnah is only counting the Tvilos that were B'yayim. It's not counting the Tvila that was B'layla. Now the Chayyim the Kasha is still sure, but Lamaisa, if he was Tevil before the Chumash Hadeshen, why does he need another Tvila before the Shechitas Atamid? So perhaps we'll say that he holds, like the Teretz which the Ramban rejected, that Gmiri Chavish Tfilis B'yayim, we know that there has to be five Tfilis that the Kohen Gadol is Tevil Dafka B'yayim, and that does not include the Tfilah which is B'layla before the Chumash Hadeshen. But then the Ramban asked on that, if so, then we're agreeing that the Chumash Hadeshen is considered an Avodas Layla. So then the Kasha comes back, why do you need a Kohen Gadol B'chlal if it's an Avodas Layla? So perhaps we could say that according to these Rishonim, the Kohen Gadol has to do the Chumash Hadeshen, like the Rash Mishan says, because Soif Soif Hechsher Avodas Hayoyim Hi. Chumash Hadeshen is a Hechsher to enable the Avodah for the next day. So the Kohen Gadol has to do it because it's a Hechsher for Avodas Yom HaKippurim. But perhaps L'gabi the Din, that Gemiri Chamesh Tfilis, that you need Chamesh Tfilis before Avodas Yom HaKippurim, that's only a Tfilah which is done before an Avodah, which is Mamash HaChilik of the Avodas Hayoyim. Chumash Hadeshen, the Rash Mishans calls it a Hechsher of Avodas Hayoyim, but not Avodas Hayoyim Mamish. So perhaps the Tfilah that's done before the Chumash Hadeshen cannot be counted as part of the Chamesh Tfilos, even though on the other hand we're saying that the Kohen Gadol himself has to do the Avodah of Chumash Hadeshen. Like we're saying, because it's a Hechsher of Avodas Hayoyim, but not Avodas Hayoyim Mamish. However, the problem with saying this is that according to this it would come out that the first Tfilah that the Mishnah counts of Avodas Hayoyim, the tefillah before the Shechitas HaTamid, the reason he has to be tevil that tefillah is because of the Gemiri Chamesh Tefillahs, because we know there's a din that a Kohen Gadol must be tevil five times on Yom HaKippurim. Otherwise, the tefillah that was done before the Chumash Hadeshen would have been enough. However, the Mashmais of the Sugya later is mashma not like that. The Mishnah on Daf Lamed says that the tefillah before the Shechitas HaTamid, that was not done by Kodesh, as opposed to the next four tefillahs, which had to be done dafka b'mokom kodesh. And Rashi explains because the first tefillah is not unique to Yom HaKippurim. That's not a tefillah which is special because of Avodas Yom HaKippurim. Anytime a Kohen comes to do the Avodah in the morning, he has to be tevil before he comes into the Azara. And therefore this tefillah is not because of a din Yom HaKippurim, and therefore it does not need to be done by kodesh. According to what we're saying now, the tefillah before the Shechitas HaTamid also is midinei Yom HaKippurim. It's because of the Gemiri that the Kohen Gadol has to have Chamesh Tefillahs. That's why he has to do this tefillah. And if so, it should have to be done dafka b'kodesh, just like the rest of the tefillahs of the day. Al kapanim, we have a machlokes rishonim whether the Kohen Gadol has to do the Chumash Hadeshen on Yom Kippur. Rashi kepshutai, as well as Tosfos in the beginning, the Rash Mishan, which the Ritva quotes earlier in Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, as well as the Baal Hamor, they all hold that the Kohen Gadol has to do the Chumash Hadeshen on Yom Kippur. The Shita of the Riva and Tosfos, the Machamas as well, they hold that the Kohen Gadol does not have to do Avodas Chumash Hadeshen on Yom Kippur, because like we explained, it's Avodas Laila, it's Shaykh really to the previous day's Karbonos.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a DAF or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.